There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit 2015. It's been a great show, and we've got a great guest sliding up to the microphone right now to tell us all about one of the very important unveils. The gentleman's name is Bill Fay. He is the Group Vice President and General Manager of the Toyota Division. Bill, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Nice to be here with you.
Absolutely. Great to be spending time with you. And big news here at the show. You guys had a global debut of a brand new truck, a new Tacoma. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it was really exciting, Bob. We had a chance to reveal the all-new 2016 Toyota Tacoma yesterday here at the Detroit Auto Show. And, you know, very exciting time. It'll be out in the fall of this year. Brand new, redone exterior styling, very striking. All new interior. We've got a brand new Atkinson cycle V6 engine with direct and port fuel injection. It's really going to increase the horsepower, and it's also going to improve the fuel efficiency of the vehicle. Tacoma is a great vehicle for us. Very loyal owner base. Great resale value. So we've really carved ourselves out a great position in that mid-size truck category, where we're currently getting over 60% market share there, and we're outselling our closest competitor 2-1. But we've got some new competition with Colorado and Canyon, and they're kind of the new guys on the block. And I think with the improvements that we showed in our new truck that'll be out in the fall, we'll be really well positioned to take that on and continue the success of Tacoma.
That's great. Bill, tell us a little bit about the look of the Tacoma. Give us kind of a little bit of a verbal walk around here on the radio.
Well, we showed two models. We showed our limited model, which, as I said, has a totally new look on the exterior, all new sheet metal. We've got Tacoma embossed in the back of the bed. We showed one of our TRD models. We have both a sport and an off-road version, and they're really a big part of our Tacoma success. They represent currently over 40% of our Tacoma sales, and so we were able to show and talk about some of the benefits of that off-road edition and mention a little bit of the sport edition. So I think those models have become indicative of, Tacoma's really become a lifestyle vehicle for our customers. It takes them to a lot of their outdoor activities, whether it be fishing or hunting or off-roading, and really has become a great life cycle vehicle. We showed that each new Tacoma is going to have a mount for a GoPro, so that our active owners can actually pop their camera up there, and when they're out doing their fun stuff, they can get a picture of it and share it with their friends on the internet and really take advantage of it. So I think the looks are great. There's some new technology in it package that allows them to control the vehicle better. It's got a crawl control when they get really off road in some tougher conditions. So it's going to be a great package, and we're really excited to launch it in the fall.
That sounds great, Bill. Take us inside the Tacoma. Tell us about some of the features and some of the different trim levels available.
Yeah, we'll have five grades. So there's kind of a base grade that will be good kind of as a work truck. There's an SR5 grade, and then the limited grade is pretty much the loaded grade, and then we've got the two TRD packages, so a total of five different grades. So it'll pretty much have a truck for just about everybody's use there. So I think we're very well positioned there. We've done a lot of research on our current consumers and what they like in the truck and what they'd like to see us work on, and I think we've addressed a lot of that and raised the bar in this current model. So very excited you know, the current Tacoma we have right now is doing very well. I mean, it's actually in the 10th year of its life cycle. It's probably one of the hottest vehicles we have, and it's always a little bit hard to find them. The vehicle supply is a little bit short, but we're going to try and address that going into the launch of this truck, because in one of our two plants, we build in San Antonio, Texas, and in Baja, we're going to go to a third crew and a third shift in our Baja operation.
Wow.
And that's the first time we're doing that in any of our production facilities in North America. So we're going to get the lineup going a little bit faster, build out this current generation, and then start to build a new one late summer, early fall, and hopefully we'll be able to do it at a little higher rate.
And once again, when will folks be able to take delivery of a new Tacoma?
Yeah, this new Tacoma that we showed will be available around September of this year. So we'll have
not that far off.
Not that far off, and we still have plenty of the current generation Tacomas available for sale through the next couple months. So, but we'll start building that one in late summer, and it'll be out in the dealerships by September.
Let's take a quick look back at 2014 for the Toyota brand. How did you guys do overall?
We had a great year. We sold over 2 million sales for the first time in 7 years.
Wow.
And as you know, Camry was the best-selling car in America for the 13th year in a row. We were the number one retail brand here in the U.S., so we had a lot of successes. We had three cars that led their category, you know, Camry in midsize, Corolla in subcompact, and Avalon in premium midsize. So those three products very well received in the market, and we were able to participate in a lot of the light truck activity in the market by having our best ever RAV4 and Highlander sales years. Both of those sport utilities are doing very, very well since we redesigned them recently. So I think our business was very strong. We're optimistic that the market will grow a little bit more in 2015, and it's a great time for consumers to be out in the marketplace shopping and looking for a new vehicle.
I couldn't agree with you more. With the average vehicle on the road here in North America being 10 or 11 years old, a lot of folks are going to dealerships and checking out vehicles for the first time in a long time. And are they going to be surprised, because today's vehicles are chock full of all kinds of wonderful features, safety technology, as well as infotainment. And certainly Toyota, you guys have some wonderful infotainment systems available, including built-in apps and just some really good sounding systems, being a bit of an audiophile. I really enjoy the Toyota, as well as, of course, your sister brand, the Lexus Division systems.
Yeah, we have our Intune system that does all the things you just described. So great interface with everybody's personal phones, and you know, provides a lot of flexibility in the vehicle. So you know, this year we're also going to have a full year of our all-new 2015 Camry, which we just made a major change on and redesigned. Really replaced all the exterior sheet metal except the roof, and you know, we're off launching that, and it's exciting to be able to take the you know, the most popular car in America and add a lot of improvements to it for 2015.
That's a big story as well, and I understand the initial reaction has been very, very positive, and that's certainly going to be great news for Toyota.
Yeah, we've also in California, a limited part of your listeners, but we're going to launch a fuel cell vehicle, the Mirai, later this year. So it's pretty exciting getting that all ready to go, and there's a lot to do there to position it and educate the consumer about hydrogen and fuel cell technology. But we're also also very excited about the potential that that has in the future down the road, from an alternative vehicle standpoint. So it's going to be exciting to be able to be part of launching that in California later this year.
Absolutely. Before the North American Automobile Show here in Detroit, I was out at the Consumer Electronics Show, and you guys made a very important announcement there regarding hydrogen, opening up a lot of your previously patented information to the rest of the world, encouraging folks to get involved. And I thought that was a really bold step by the company.
Well, we did. We've been working on this technology for over 20 years, and we made a decision and announcement at CES to open up over 5,600 patents directly responsible possible to that fuel cell technology, really with the hope of collaborating with other manufacturers and accelerating bringing that kind of technology to mainstream America so that the consumers can really take advantage of that on a faster basis. So it was, I think, good step forward for us, and hopefully it works out for the consumer down the road of being able to have access to this type of technology quicker down the road.
Absolutely. Bill, everybody has got to come down here and check out the all-new Tacoma as well as the all-new Camry for 2015. It's been a pleasure spending time with you here at the show.
Thank you, Bob. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Motor City. I'm Bob.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show here in Detroit, the Motor City. And it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with our next guest. He is Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing and Operations for Nissan of the USA. It's the one and only Fred Diaz. Fred, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be here with you, as always, buddy.
It's always great to have time with you on air. And a big show for Nissan. Big news, an all-new Titan. It's got a bold new look. Tell us all about this wonderful new offering.
Yeah, it's been long overdue. And finally, we're here at the North American International Auto Show to reveal what we think is a true trucker's truck. It's bold. Yeah. It's aggressive. It's menacing. It's very athletic looking. It's exactly what a trucker looks for. So we consider it a trucker's truck with the exterior styling as well as what we did to the interior of the truck. And we've got something special here today.
And speaking of something special, in the engine department, you guys have gone to a diesel power plant, an available diesel power plant, and this really gives you a step up over the competitors. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have a V8 Cummins turbo diesel engine, which, of course, you know, is the gold standard when it comes to diesel engines. And that also gives us the street cred, if you will, that we need when we launch this new truck, because everyone knows that a Cummins diesel, that it doesn't get any better than that. And along with that, that's going to give us the ability, in a 1500 segment, we are going to be the only ones to offer a V8 diesel, turbo diesel engine, which is going to give better fuel economy than any of the V8 gas engines that are out there. So the special thing about this particular offering as a power plant in our 1500 truck is that we know that 75,000 consumers go from a 1500 to a 2500 or from a 2500 to a 1500. Sometimes they need the power and towing capability of a 2500. Sometimes they don't. And they go back and forth. So we're going to play in that white space that gives them the best of both worlds with this 1500 and a V8 turbo diesel engine. And it gives them the ability to have all the power and that they need and towing capability they need, but also still have the comfort of being in a 1500 truck.
It sounds like a brilliant idea. Tell us a little bit about the power numbers on this coming diesel V8 and, of course, the all-important torque numbers, because when it comes to torque, there's nothing like a diesel power plant.
Yeah, well, we're not announcing those numbers yet, but we are going to have 555 foot-pounds of torque. So it is it is going to be a beast and plenty of horsepower to go with it as well. So I think people are going to be super impressed with what we're offering to the marketplace.
That's great. Another big story from Nissan is upcoming, and that's, of course, everybody's looking forward to the Super Bowl this year. We're getting down to the wire, and I understand for the first time in 20 years, Nissan is actually going to be part of the Super Bowl presentation. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've been on a two-decade hiatus from the Super Bowl, and finally, we went to a new strategy of fewer, bigger, and better. Did some neat things and revamped our marketing strategy and initiatives and doing things such as The Voice and the Heisman Trophy Awards. Yeah. And then, of course, we needed to do something to create better brand awareness for ourselves. So we are coming back to the Super Bowl with a spot that we think, humbly speaking, we hope is going to be a special spot for Americans to view and enjoy during that special moment we call the Super Bowl.
And speaking of the Heisman Trophy, last night you guys had a very special private event for the media, which showcased the Heisman Trophy, and you guys really rolled out some really interesting folks there.
Yeah, we did. We had a great event. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend most of it. I got there kind of late because I had several other functions, but it's so neat with the Heisman program to have all these Heisman fraternity winners of the past come out, and anything that we do, whether it's shooting commercials, doing public speaking events, these guys are just down-to-earth people that love to come out and do autographs, take pictures, and it's really neat, especially to have Woodson out there yesterday was pretty special.
Let's take a quick look back at 2014 and Nissan sales overall. How did the year rank as far as overall sales, and what are some highlights that you can tell our listeners all about?
Yeah, very, very proud to say that our team at Nissan North America had a great 2014. It was the best ever sales in the Nissan history since we've been here in America.
That's great.
Best market share, best sales. So proud to say that the team really really came together and stayed focused and had a fantastic banner year, and we hope to rinse and repeat, as they say, in 2015.
Very good. One of the press vehicles that I had an opportunity to drive recently was a very cool vehicle. It was a Nissan Juke Nismo RS.
Yes.
And boy, you guys have really upped the ante here for 2015 with that vehicle.
They're great vehicles. They're fun to drive. And in fact, one of my sons drove one of those over the summer and really enjoyed it. And it's a special vehicle that we've done a lot to, especially with making it a Nismo branded vehicle.
Yeah.
And it's got plenty of pep. And I was quite surprised when I first got behind the wheel as to how fast that thing is.
I know. From a little tiny four-cylinder engine, just amazing power.
Yeah.
And really good torque numbers. It's a fun ride, and certainly a very unique vehicle, as Nissan does a lot of very unique blending of vehicles. This is a combination of a sports car and crossover in one.
That's right. That's right.
And just like you're doing with this Nissan Titan, you're also finding that white space in between two different elements, as you said a little bit earlier.
Sure. We're doing a lot of things differently from a product planning standpoint. We're really trying to find what consumers need and what consumers want. We've revamped our marketing intelligence department to make sure that we're getting good information and good feedback from consumers relative to their needs, their desires, their wants. And I got to hand it to our designers. Our designers are not afraid to take risks when it comes to styling. We don't want vehicles that look same old, for lack of a better term.
As you mentioned a little bit earlier, this Nissan Titan, the all-new one, has a much more bold look, a much more tricky look than the previous generation. And I think the design team did a wonderful job on the vehicle. Your thoughts on the exterior execution?
Well, given my experience and my history with trucks in the past, I guess I could say this: over my dead body, were we going to launch a truck that didn't look bold and aggressive and mean and menacing, but also a truck that minds its manners as well. And I think we came up with a great formula with a very, very bold grille in the front, and also the celebration of what I believe is a great truck name called the Titan,
yes,
which is, of course, a reference to the mythological times of the past. And so it's pretty neat. The inspiration came from the Titan Warriors, and we've done it.
That's great. When will folks be able to take delivery of the all-new Titan?
We plan to put this vehicle on sale at the end of this year or at the very beginning of next year. So time will tell.
Not that far off.
Not that far off. Can't come soon enough.
Exactly. In the meantime, if folks want to check out more information, Nissan has got not only Nissan-USA.com, but also a great social media presence as well.
That's correct.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see that Super Bowl ad, and I can't wait to get the opportunity to get behind the wheel of that new Titan.
Thanks, Bob. We're very proud of our truck, and we hope we make America proud with our Super Bowl spot as well.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with you.
Likewise, Bob. Always a pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back here in Detroit, home of the North American International Auto Show. We're bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days, and it would not be complete without a visit with our good friend and regular contributor. He is the Director of Consumer Affairs for General Motors, the one and only Mr. James Bell. James, how are you doing?
Bob, I'm here with you. Now life is good.
This has been an exciting show. The general overall buzz of the show seems to be quite good.
You know, I think it's kind of changed a little bit today. I felt yesterday that it was just becoming, it shows a lot of swagger of the industry, that it was becoming kind of more niche-type product, high-horsepower product.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that really shows how good the business is doing. If they can get away from the money-making things and just do those kind of flights of fancy, like the Ford GT, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Yes, it is.
That wind tunnel kind of thing where it goes down the back.
Flying fuckers.
I told somebody today, I just want to wash that car really bad.
Yeah.
I just want to arrest it. Maybe that's the wrong thing to say. But no, I think it looks great. So I kind of picked up a theme that maybe it's just going to be kind of a flights of fancy type show. But I feel like it's turned a little bit today. We're now seeing some more volume type products, some innovative products, pushing the boundaries. You know, for my money, this business is becoming more and more a spectrum of choice. How you want to use your car, you find the vehicle that best meets your needs. And now from a propulsion side too. And that's fascinating. We, you know, let's be honest. You, we are here at a very incredibly interesting time in the automotive history.
No question about it. There's something for everybody out there, and it's great to see that, like you say, we've got everything from the high horsepower offerings to the electric offerings and interesting blends of all different types of technology. Let's talk about some of the big stories on the GM side of the fence.
Sure.
Got to talk to you about the CTS-V.
Mm-hmm.
I just had some time with the chief engineer on the product, and he was telling me about the amazing LT4 power plant. This really sets a new benchmark for Cadillac, most powerful engine ever, and
that's right.
Certainly the fastest.
Well, you know, during the presentation, we put up a chart showing the power output of that motor compared to what you see from AMG and from BMW in their M line. And it was really quite shocking to see what a big power disadvantage those, you know, M and AMG, that's top of the heap.
Yeah.
And yet now they're looking a bit lacking.
Yes.
It's shocking, actually. But no, and that motor is just so flexible. And I think where it'll really do a nice job in that particular car is that it's a very placid motor and very refined when you're driving that way. But then it releases the hounds when you want to do that too. And so I think that's a really great combination for a luxury performance sedan.
Yeah, I was surprised to learn. I didn't realize that both the Chevrolet Corvette Z06 as well as this new CTS-V will actually operate in a V4 mode in eco conditions. And talk about having your cake and eating it too.
Precisely, yeah. I mean, and it's actually, I know from driving with the Corvette and the Z06, it's actually pretty easy to get into that four-cylinder mode. I mean, the car, when you're in eco mode, it's pushing hard to get to that space, you know, because sometimes, and you've driven more cars than me probably, when you get in a car that has some sort of special mode like that, and you get a little indicator on the dash that tells you when it's doing it, and then it never does it. So what's this all about? Did I just get sold a bill of goods? No, this one is always pushing it as hard as it can, you know, as long as you're not in it too hard, it will start saving you fuel.
The 0 to 60 times on the CTS-V, and this is a decent size, you know, 5 series like sedan.
Yeah.
I mean, 0 to 60 in the threes.
3.4, I think, is what we said.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? I know. Or was it 3.6? What's the matter?
I know. That's a couple of ticks.
I know. I mean, you think about the previous generation CTS-V was a 3.9, and everybody thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and as you say, this is not in some little lightweight roadster. This is a proper car that you can be very happy taking your mother-in-law to the opera in and then burning rubber when you drop her off at home.
Right. And you should.
I intend to, yes.
And the other thing that I really like about it, the exterior treatment, especially with that optional carbon fiber package, that really dresses it up and brings it to a new level.
Well, as I'm sure you heard from the chief engineer, I mean, there's very few body panels, especially front of the A-pillar, that are shared. I don't think anything in front of the A-pillar, actually. So, yeah, it's an aggressive-looking thing. The CTS, I think, is just starting to really resonate a little bit more. And when you see it on the road coming towards you, especially with those vertical LEDs, it really, it's its mark. I mean, just the way Audi had been, you know, to really say, here's my light signature. I think the CTS is really starting to push that hard. I mean, it's and the Escalade to a great degree as well. And now you put it with that mean face.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to sit and stare at it.
I can understand. On the other side of the equation, yesterday we saw the introduction of the 2016 Chevrolet Volt, and this vehicle significantly improved, a much better looking car, and certainly when you look at the equipment level, there's a base level and a more upscale level, lots of cool goodies, and some really significant engineering improvements as well.
You know, what I take away from the new Volt is the fact that it's a real clean and serious commitment from the organization, from General Motors, to future electrification of propulsion. And so when you can have, you know, not just an evolution of the Voltex system, but really make some big improvements and changes, there's very few carryover parts in the propulsion system between old Volt and new Volt. You know, GM of the past would have said, well, that's probably good enough, or oh, it didn't sell as many as we expected, so maybe we'll start to a soft back pedal a little bit. No, this is a big step forward. And so I think the commitment from the organization is very important and very relevant. And then, you know, the amount of feedback that we have from our current owners. They are a passionate group.
Yes.
They love their car. Every J.D. Power type study you see talking about, you know, ranking vehicles by their owner's love, the Volt is the top by a big margin. And so we've been able to talk to those people because they want to talk to us and to say, you know, what should we keep and what's open for review?
Yep.
And the things that were open for review have been reviewed and adjusted.
Another very interesting concept vehicle introduced here with a great name, the Chevrolet Volt.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about that one.
You know, it's funny. I did a lot of radio yesterday and television, and I got to the point of saying Volt with a V and Volt with a B. But then I thought, wow, V and B sound similar too. So hopefully you're hearing us say Bolt. No, it's really cool. I mean, it's a concept car you're seeing here today, but let's be honest, it looks pretty production intense. And the fact that it's a small platform, small chassis like that, but because it's designed exclusively as an electric vehicle, you can really pull the interior dimensions out and really make it a larger vehicle inside, because it doesn't have to make room for a gas tank and air cleaner and all the things that you have with a gasoline power car.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see. And certainly,
if I can just jump in one other thing, the thing I really love about it is it's an absolute shot across the bow of Tesla.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
The price.
See, we think so well together.
But for the price, I mean, you're talking the kind of same type of mileage, the same type of distance that you can travel on a single charge for a fraction of the price.
And this is what Tesla has been talking about for some time with the Model 3, which is going to be their family affordable, sedan type vehicle that will have at least 200 miles on a charge. And that's the promise. A lot of investors in Tesla are rubbing their hands together. That better happen. And I probably shouldn't say this when I'm on the radio, but I have a friend who's a program manager at Tesla.
Yeah.
And they're just killing themselves trying to get this stuff done.
Yeah.
And Elon is a real taskmaster. He wants it done yesterday. And so the fact that, you know, you have that context where Tesla's kind of had the, I guess you could say, the buzz on making a vehicle of that nature.
Yeah.
And then, kapow, go ahead, Tesla, keep talking. Here comes something from Chevrolet that meets and exceeds all those marks. So it's pretty cool.
Absolutely, very cool. Speaking of cool, Buick introduced its first new convertible since the Riata 25 years ago.
I didn't connect it back to Riata, but that would be right, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, Buick is in such a brand kind of renaissance right now.
Mm-hmm.
Still early days, you know, for sure, but I think the ad campaign that we've been running has been helpful for that, to say, you know, these are, that's a Buick, and the confusion from grandma about that. I mean, that's all good stuff. And that ad campaign is going to continue, I can assure you.
Yeah.
This vehicle, the Cascada, I think is four-wheeled proof of that. The first time, I've been saying this a lot to people, the first time that somebody sees the Cascada in their neighborhood, they're going to assume one of the neighbors is doing well and bought themselves a new German convertible.
Yes.
And then they'll look close and go, that's a Buick? Which is exactly what the ad campaign says. So, yeah, I think it's, we won't sell a ton of them. It'll be a real image type piece.
Sure.
But what an image piece it is.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down the man on the road. Who is that? That's a police.
Also from Buick, here at the show we saw a concept, kind of a future look at what may be indeed a flagship, sharing some underpinnings with the upcoming Cadillac flagship. Very interesting design, and again, shows the advancement of Buick.
Absolutely, yes. You're talking about the Avenir. Again, things I'm not probably supposed to say on the radio, but when you look at the Avenir, listeners at home, go online and have a look at the front end of that car. That is, there's a lot of importance in that front end, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Also, the interior. Very advanced, very, designers love to say flowing interior.
Right.
And it is that. Very luxurious, but it's still technical and easy to use. And that interior, you might see that again someday real soon.
Very good.
I'm not a very good poker player, am I?
No. We love that.
Ah, I thought so.
Let's talk about the mid-size pickup truck game. The Colorado rolled out so well that we're getting a lot of attention here on the Canyon from GMC. That is also doing very well, I understand.
As you know, Bob, in this business, if you're running about 60-day supply on a national basis, you're healthy. We're running about 9-day supply on those vehicles. In fact, we just announced a third shift at Wentzville to build more of these. So, yeah, that truck is on. And evidenced by the fact that Toyota showed a new Tacoma here. They've had to get back on that. I mean, I like to say that Toyota got away with murder because everybody left that small truck space and left them to just, well, they were just polishing that same rock over and over again. And now they can't do that. And to my eye, this new Tacoma, I don't know. It doesn't look, it looks a little ungainly. And I think obviously, they, you know, they're Toyota. They're the powerhouse in the space. They've got the volume. They've got the repeat buyers and the loyalty. Sure. No doubt about that. But I think the Colorado and Canyon are going to hold up just fine.
No, I would agree with you. I had a Colorado for a week, just 2 weeks back, and I didn't expect to have to go down to my business partner's office a little bit further down in Florida, so I got to take it on a much longer ride than expected, and I averaged 25-26 miles per gallon on the highway, you know, right on target with the EPA numbers.
Good. Yeah, well, I think that's where the attraction is for it, that it can do 90% of what people need a truck for, and let's be honest, most of us probably don't really need a truck.
Yeah.
You're going to the hardware store now and then, that doesn't cut it. So this truck is going to obviously give you that that hardware store run capability, but then be easier to drive, easier to park, more fuel efficient. Mm-hmm. The diesel's coming, which is going to be fantastic. So, yeah, I think it's that's why it really works. And we're seeing a lot of people coming to it, being import SUV owners, looking at the Chevy truck as a replacement for an import, midsize SUV. That's helpful.
Got a chance yesterday also to sit inside a Z06 convertible.
Oh, yes.
What a beautiful vehicle this is. And I understand they're now rolling into dealerships. The 7-speed rev matching models will be first, followed up by the 8-speed automatic paddle shifters.
Yes.
Some performance numbers have been unofficially released as you guys had a drive program in Nevada, I believe.
That's right.
What's that vehicle like to drive?
Well, let's do the numbers first. Okay. 0 to 60 in 2.95 seconds, which is less time than it took me to say that.
Wow.
Okay, so that's fast.
That is super fast.
1.2 in the skid pad.
Wow.
Which is hard to really define how that feels, except that it makes you feel like your ear's going to pop off, you know? I mean, you're really going around the corner hard.
Yeah.
And then here's the numbers that really got me. 60 to 0 in 95 feet, which is, that's hypercar territory.
Yep.
That's, you know, the best Lamborghini, Ferrari, you name it. That's big time money. Now, get this. 25 to 0 in less distance than the length of the car.
You're kidding.
Isn't that weird?
That is.
I mean, I can't get my head around that.
That's an amazing amount of braking power.
It is. And, you know, when you've got that much power to accelerate, well, you need to be able to pull that out. And that's from the time I had with the vehicle in Nevada. I mean, we did some runs where it was just full throttle down, get up to, in the one straightaway, we could get up to about 140, and then full breakdown. And, I mean, your eyeballs pop out, but wow, it's worth every second.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I understand the 8-speed automatic is actually quicker to 60.
Yes, that's right. Substantially. I think it's 2.95 in the 8-speed and 3.3 or something in the, and that's with a very good driver.
Yes,
in the manual gearbox. Me, it'd probably be 5.3 if I'm lucky.
And the other cool thing you can get on the Corvette across the board this year, and certainly I would encourage it with the Z06 owners, and that's the performance data recorder, which has a valet mode. And I found this quite amusing that will actually take videos if you dare valet it. The valet better be behaving.
On the up and up, yeah. In fact, your listeners may want to do a little Google search for maybe type in Chevrolet Corvette valet mode video. And there's a little thing that I hosted that's out there now of we basically found or took four valet stereotypes and personified them. And I drove a car up to a valet and then watched these four different stereotypes mess around with my car. Of course, we're monitoring it all because we've got the valet mode in there. And I don't know if you saw, there was recently something in the press where a valet driver was racing inside a parking structure with somebody's Corvette, and it was recorded, and the valet was fired because the gentleman took the chip and said to his boss, "Look what your guy's doing with our cars." Well, he's he's looking for a new job.
He's toast.
Yeah.
The show certainly, it's hard to put an overall theme because, as you said at the top, I mean, performance as well as practicality, different types of fuel being utilized here. A couple of manufacturers, Nissan came out with a new truck, the the Titan, featuring a Cummins diesel. I haven't seen that one yet. Fred Diaz, who was with Ram before moving over to the Nissan brand, is a good friend of mine, and I spoke with him earlier today, and he was describing the vehicle as being much more truck-like. What's it like? Have you seen it?
Yes, I spent some time looking at it. Way more truck-like. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but it looks like a Ford F-150 and a Dodge Ram had an interesting evening together, and here's the Titan. So, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way. It is it's a nice-looking truck, but it's a mean-looking thing. It's got some real presence, much more than the old Tundra, obviously, did. Titan.
No question about it. Let's talk about some of your other favorite vehicles. Acura brought back the NSX, but I think it's a beautiful-looking vehicle, but in my opinion, the Ford GT trumps it.
I don't know if you were on the show floor, but when Acura was just getting ready to do their NSX presentation, Ford rolled the GT right past their booth. Now, you know, logistically, that's the only way they could roll it there, but let's be honest, that timing had to be intentional. And I think I feel bad for Acura in a way because, two things happen there. The NSX concept has been shown to us, probably six times at different auto shows, different iterations, you know, getting closer, closer, and closer. And now we see the production version, and it's kind of lost some of its magic because we've already anticipated this. And the GT was unexpected. So, for that reason, but having said it, to drive that car, I think will be even more interesting than the Ford GT because of what they're doing with torque vectoring and, I'm able to slow down the inside wheels in a corner and accelerate the outside wheels and act like a tank going around the corner. You're a popular guy, Bob.
I tell you, the phone never stops here. On the GM side of the fence, you got to be so stoked about this CTS-V.
Yes.
And, of course, we got the ATS-Vs around the bend as well in both coupe and sedan form.
That's right.
How far away are we from seeing those in Cadillac dealerships?
My sense is late spring, early summer. We'll see that. Maybe fully into the summer. But, to have both the coupe and the sedan available at the same time and manual gearbox.
Cool.
That's where Mark Royce, his thumbprint comes in, for sure. I know for a fact he's insisting on making sure that there's manual gearboxes available in the right vehicles. And the ATS, I can only imagine the ATS-V coupe with the manual gearbox would be the one to have.
Yeah. How about the CTS-V? When will that one become available?
I believe it's a little bit later in the, almost early fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that far off.
No, neither. Just a matter of time, really. Once we get past this cold weather here.
That's right.
Time to start going and have some fun ripping up the track.
That sounds good to me. James, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. Thank you so much for stopping by, my friend.
Pleasure's on mine. Thank you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Motor City. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.